We wanted to talk to you a little bit about our collaboration with each other before we finish the concert with our last two songs. And Guy and I wish that we could be next to each other. It's a little weird. We have the Yiddish stage and the Ladino stage, but it's so crowded that it's really not possible to get from one place to the other. This has been a...
stages. You guys should come over here.
Can we dance when we come over there? It really, I think I can speak for all of us, a journey for us to learn this new body. Oops, I'm sorry, I just got caught on my shirt. To learn this new repertoire of Jewish folk music. And I learned something, or really relearned something from Guy that I haven't told you. He describes his work as reimagining the Ladino songs. And part of what that means is that as a composer, he develops these melodies into something new and different that's a part of him. And I think they're some of the most stunning melodies that I've ever sung. With such integrity, such a strong sense of responsibility to the tradition and to the history and to the language. And you've reminded me, I think for us, about the sense of responsibility that we also feel about taking these languages and not just preserving them, but creating something genuine and new and powerful. So thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that.
You might consider a job as our promoter. Thank you. It's really been quite an extraordinary honor to be asked to be a part of this collaboration. We do many types of collaborations, but I would say that this one is unique in many ways. First, though I come from Israel, Yiddish and klezmer and all this music is entirely new to me, although the mindset certainly wasn't. And that was one of the pleasant surprises. My grandparents also came from this very kind of hardcore leftist protest tradition, and they, you know, they helped many Jews escape. They told me the most unbelievable stories about spies and espionage during the Second World War. And you know, it wasn't until much later that I fully appreciated the fact that they were true. One of the joys here is learning about an entirely unfamiliar music to me, even though that is so much of my heritage. And I found out that my great grandmother spoke Yiddish fluently. I had no idea. But it's really been an honor, and it's been a challenge as well. You know, it's quite something to take a fully developed choral work and try to write an instrumental arrangement around it and an interlude into it. So this was not only a cultural challenge and a cultural expansion, but certainly a musical challenge as well, and I definitely appreciate that. And I think that we are running in parallel circles.
So we will finish with two songs, each of which we learned from the other. The final song in Yiddish, Shnira Leperle, is the ultimate expression of hope and faith in a more just world to come. But first...